become what you are, there's an answer. If you reach into your sorrow, and the sorrow that you know will melt away, and then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am thrilled to chat on the phone today with somebody about a program I really didn't know much about, and I'm anxious for our listeners to learn more about it also. We are joined today by phone with Jody Shellhammer. She is a Hastings High School English teacher. She also is very involved in the AVID program, which we're going to learn about. So first of all, I want to welcome you to KDWA. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, so Jody, let's talk about first about school. The obvious is this is a really crazy school year, not only for students, but especially for teachers. How is it going, please?
Well, I'm a teacher and a mom of four, and it is a challenge. It's a challenge on many levels, trying to do a good job with teaching from home and trying to be a good parent, teaching my four kids, or helping, I'm not teaching them, but helping them do their learning at home, and just keeping all of the balls up in the air is a huge juggling act. So, you know, that's a challenge. And then trying to reach students in my classrooms, you know, trying to reach them virtually and get them all connected to each other and to me and doing their work and knowing what's going on. It's a puzzle, and, you know, we're working hard to figure it out, but we're all ready to be back at school, I think.
Yes, I would assume so. And as a mom, though, of four kids, do you think it gives you a certain insight as a teacher then and vice versa?
Yes, I think, and I try to talk about that with my colleagues too sometimes, because I think it's easy to see things only through a teacher lens sometimes, and, you know, we're so focused on our curriculum and we're so passionate about the content we teach, and we want to make sure our students have all of that, and sometimes you have to just step away from that and think about, you know, what kids are experiencing. And with my household, I think my husband's a teacher, I'm a teacher, you know, we know what's going on. We understand how to do school, and it's still so hard for us. And I just think, you know, there's a lot of families that are really struggling to keep it all going. And, you know, maybe they don't have the daycare that they once had, or, you know, they don't have even our internet is, you know, sometimes when we're all six of us are trying to Zoom or do something at the same time, it just doesn't work. So it's a challenge.
It is a challenge. Well, again, we want to say thank you to all the teachers for just trying to keep everybody moving forward in the right direction. And as you said, this won't last forever. And I just am so hopeful that the new year is going to bring the opportunity for us to get back in school. That's where kids need to be, and that's where teachers want them.
Yes. Bring on the vaccines. Let's get back.
Okay. Well, I know today we're going to talk about something. Is this your new puppy I hear barking in the background?
It's our new COVID puppy.
Hello.
He's a standard poodle. Yeah, you might hear him a few times.
That's so. Okay.
Right now he's chewing on one of my socks, so I think he's occupied.
You didn't have enough with four kids and you and your husband both teaching at home. You thought you'd get a puppy. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it seemed like a really good idea.
Well, we're very pet friendly here at the radio station, so we're sad that he's not with us here in person. Anyway, Jody, let's talk a little bit about this program called AVID. And I didn't know much about it. And one of your colleagues, Carrie Jaeger, was the one that said, gosh, you should really do an interview about this because it's so interesting and important, and I do think you're under the radar. So I want to learn more about it, please. And I also want to know, is AVID an acronym for something?
It is. AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. And that's really the root of what the program is about. We look for students who have that little spark of determination, that want to do something. They want to do something more than what they're currently doing. So a lot of our students are, you know, maybe a student who aspires to be in accelerated courses, but they haven't done it yet for whatever reason. Maybe they're not organized, or they just don't know how to push themselves in that way yet. They need a few supports with that. Or it might be students who are first-generation college students, aspiring first-generation college students, who just need help maneuvering the paths. My stepson is a senior in high school this year, and I'm a teacher. And it's like so hard to know how to maneuver that path towards college, how to fill out financial aid and all of that. So AVID is a program that helps support students do that right in the school day. So it really meets the needs of a variety of students, but it's all geared towards those kids who have that fire and determination to really do something.
And as you said, if it's daunting for you to think about how to fill out all these forms or where to start, think of how it is for an average family. So I guess I didn't even know there was a program like this, and it's wonderful that people have the opportunity then to help each other and you know, get into the college they want. Or you have a ton of success stories, I know, but let's talk about the program itself. How long has that been around?
So this is our third year of having AVID at the high school. It's a nationally recognized program. There are several schools across the state of Minnesota who have an AVID system in their schools. South Washington has it, Apple Valley, Eagan, Buffalo, all sorts of schools around the metro and the state have AVID. And so a few years back, some colleagues and I were talking about, you know, really wanting to, we have a great honors program at the high school. And, you know, of course, our students who receive special services, they get a lot of great support through that. But we wanted to do something that was kind of at that middle of the road student who just wanted more. And that's when we started researching AVID. And it was a professional learning community that started, a group of us teachers. And we just started researching AVID, and that was what we focused on for the year. And by the end of the year, we had presented to the school board and presented to administrators and really got the ball going. And a year later, we started the program. So it's been very cool. When we started, we just had a 10th grade class, and now we have a class per grade level. So we have a 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade elective class for AVID. Our 9th and 10th graders, they really focus on skill building, organization, how to have great classroom scholarly discussions, how to write, how to plan your time. You know, kind of those executive functioning skills that you really need for school and for life. And then layered in with learning about different careers, learning about different colleges, and always keeping that vision of the future as mm-hmm. the why for why you're doing all of this other work, because you have goals for your life. And then as you move through the AVID program, you know, by junior year, you start focusing even more on things like the ACT test and how to succeed with that test, and we start talking then about financial aid and really thinking about what your goal schools are. And then by senior year is all about how are we going to apply, where are we going to apply, what scholarships, how do we do financial aid. It's really the nuts and bolts of, you know, what are you going to do after you leave Hastings High School.
And I know that you have had a lot of success in this program in the short time that you've had it up and running. Do you want to tell us about some of that, please?
Yeah. So we have some, you know, some really big success stories, and we have lots of smaller ones that I think are just as phenomenal. We have several students who, you know, I can think of one student in particular. When she first started AVID in 10th grade, she was in all on-level classes, which is great. Like, there's nothing wrong with being in on-level classes, but she had this little fire that said, you know, she wanted to do something beyond that. And by her junior year, she was in all accelerated AP college-level courses, just through her determination and grit that she decided she wanted to do that. And then Avid, you know, was a support system for her in doing that. You know, we have students who have, when they started the Avid program, their grades were, you know, mediocre. You have to maintain your grades to stay in the program, and you have to apply to be in the program and get accepted. And so part of that success is, I think, when they get in, they feel this sense of accomplishment. So we've seen GPAs increase and just their overall success in their academic classes increase because of, you know, their excitement over Avid and the, you know, it's like kind of having a school mom nagging you about your grades during the day, and that family feel. And speaking of the family feel, I think that's a really huge success of the program. If you were to talk to any of my Avid students, or if you were to interview a panel of Avid seniors, that is what they would say is their biggest success, is the family that they have, because they're together. They've been together as this class since 10th grade. And so they're really a community of learners, and they support each other. And, you know, most of them weren't friends before they were accepted into the class, but now they, you know, they're a group of seniors that really have each other's back. And for them, that's one of their biggest successes. And for me, because that's just, I think that's such a special piece of school.
This encouragement piece, I think, is so important, and that is something that you're able to supply at school, because a lot of kids don't get the encouragement that they need elsewhere, do they?
Right, and they get it from their teachers, but then they get it from each other, too. I mean, they really support each other if they're struggling in classes. You know, they have a group chat going, and so if someone has a question about something, they'll throw it out to their class group chat, and I'm not on it. And they help each other out on a Saturday or in the evening or whenever. So it's a really cool, supportive
I bet class. This is a super cool class for you to teach.
Oh, yeah. Yes, most definitely. Yep. I talk a lot about my Avid classes because they're a special group of kids, and it's a fun class to teach for sure.
So, Jody, also you have quite a few people that have had big success stories also. Do you want to tell our listeners about some of those, please?
Yeah. So our senior class, most of them have been in, they're in their third year of the program. And so they've been busy this year applying to their schools of choice, applying to their safety schools, their kind of their reach schools, the dream school that they would want to go to. And then on top of that, doing all of their financial aid work and applying for scholarships. And so our senior class, who I think we have 21 kids right now in our senior class of Avid, they have surpassed the $1 million mark in terms of scholarships earned for college, which I think is
incredible,
absolutely phenomenal.
So explain to everybody what that really means.
So as they're applying for colleges, some of them, as they're applying, will come back with scholarship awards right away. Others are, once they get their financial aid, their FAFSA filled out, and they get their financial aid award letters, then they'll see their scholarship amounts per year. So some of them are getting $10,000 per year dean's scholarship from such and such school, or $20,000 a year presidential scholarship from this school. Some of them are getting scholarships specifically because they are in the Avid program. So Augsburg, for example, in Minneapolis, they have, I don't remember the name of the scholarship, but it's a scholarship, and if you are in a course like Avid or another kind of college prep course, that automatically qualifies you and you can get a full ride to Augsburg. If you meet some of their other criteria like ACT and GPA. So we have students earning those scholarships. And we have one student in particular who applied for a very prestigious QuestBridge scholarship, where you have to get matched with, you know, top universities from all over the nation. And she got matched with Grinnell College in Iowa, and she earned herself a full ride to Grinnell. Room and board, full tuition, all of her expenses paid. to Grinnell. So just some huge success stories. And we just started. You know, it's not even the new year yet, and we've already hit that $1 million mark. I'm excited to see. I think we'll surpass that by a lot once we continue to get these letters rolling in. So exciting.
If there are kids out there listening, or parents or grandparents that want to encourage their kids, is this something that is open to all students at the Hastings High School?
All students can apply to be in AVID, but we accept 28 students per year. So in January and February here, all of our timelines have kind of changed because of COVID. So I can't be super clear about when the applications are going out. But as we're registering for the next school year, we'll start talking to eighth grade students at the middle school. You know, we'll show them a video of what AVID is about, and we'll have a panel of students talk to them about AVID, and just talking about who is a good fit for AVID. Because you have to keep your grades up. You have to want to do, it's extra work mm-hmm. to be in AVID. It's not just fun and games and fluff. So you have to have that drive to be in it. And then they fill out an application, and they do an interview, and then from there we select 28 students to be in the program for that ninth grade year.
Jody, it certainly is a wonderful program, and I can't imagine how rewarding it is for you as a teacher.
Yeah, it really is rewarding. And another piece of it that I find especially exciting, you know, because it's great what the program does for those 28 students who are in the class, but beyond that, there's a school-wide component of this, too, of these, you know, teachers. We've gotten at least half of our staff has been trained in AVID practices, and so there's a whole school-wide component of what AVID is. Because the goal is to have all of our students at Hastings High School be college and career ready and to have these skills. And then our elective kids will just have it at, you know, maybe a higher degree. But we want all of our kids at Hastings High School to have these skill sets and to feel this prepared. So that's been an exciting piece. And that takes years to build into that. But we've just had great success and a lot of enthusiasm from our staff and administrators with this program. So that's a very exciting piece of it too, the school-wide part.
Well, we're so grateful that you shared this information with us. We want to thank Jody Schellhammer. She is a Hastings High School English teacher and part of the AVID program as well. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away, and then it